Hello and welcome to Open Mic, filling in this week for Leanne Akers. I'm your host, Joe Lewis. Today we're visiting with Morehead State head football coach Rob Tenure. Coach Tenure, thanks for being here.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about our EKU game this week. You know, one might look at the scoreboard and see 49-23 and think this was a kind of a blowout, but that really wasn't the case, was it?
Well, I thought we really played a really competitive first half. You know, I think it was 18-7 at halftime. And I'll be honest with you, I really felt, Joe, that we left a lot out there in that first quarter and in the middle of the second quarter. And we had three drop third down passes offensively. We had another chance to get a three and out drive on a long third down defensively and came up a little short. But we competed. You know, we had a nice goal line stand there, had a fourth down. They were 0-for-2 on fourth downs, and our guys really played with a lot of effort. If we would have done things a little bit better, a little more consistent there in the first half, we could have actually walked away with a lead in that football game. So that was a little disappointing, you know, because you've got to embrace those opportunities when you play that level of team and you're playing against scholarship program. But outside of that, you know, I thought we battled, we played hard. I know it got away from us a little bit in the second half. We had a pretty, you know, two really crucial turnovers, and EKU turned those into points both times. But we fought hard, and I like where we're at. I think it was a good first game, and I think we got the makings to be a really good football team.
Let's talk about Lawson's day. You know, he put up 221 yards, but one thing that kind of stuck out to me on the stat sheet is he was able to find eight different receivers to catch two more passes, and it looks like he has the ability to kind of spread the ball around on offense. How do you think that's going to shape up for you as you get into conference play?
Well, you know, that's pretty common for us offensively. It's this is not a one or two dimensional type of offense. It's a spread offense, and we rely on getting the ball in our playmakers' hands, and we've got a lot of young players that we feel are capable of being outstanding players in the PFL. We've got some really good inside receivers, Sugar Ray Welsh, and then you have Landon Hurst, and those are two good players. Nate Sames, a senior. And of course, outside you got Jaron Higginbotham, who's I think primed for a big year, and then we got a junior wide receiver Jordan Huffman in that kind of stretches the field, and he's opposite of Higginbotham this year, so it's going to be hard to double up Higginbotham and leave Jordan by himself. And then we've got a slew of running backs. We're really really deep there. We've got some transfer guys that we're excited about. And that's kind of what we're about, and you know, we just want to spread it around and really take what the defense gives you. And I thought he did that. Outside of the two turnovers, he played a pretty exceptional game.
What kind of leadership do you think he gives you, given his experience?
Well, I just think that, you know, he's one of the best leaders we've ever had here. Young man, he's a winner. Won a state championship as a high school player. Was the quarterback of the Collins High School that beat Highlands his senior year, and he's been primed to take charge and be the leader of this team, and I know he's going to do an outstanding job. He leads by example. He's a vocal guy. I think he's very respected by his peers and his coaches, I'm looking for a big year from him.
You mentioned that goal line stand late in the second quarter. And I heard you quoted after the game talking about your defense and thinking it could be one of the best in the PFL. Do you think that that's a moment they'll look back on early in the season to, you know, see what they're capable of and what they can do when they really bring the intensity?
Yeah, I think, you know, what I said to our team on Sunday is, you know, we all got to find a niche. You know, we've got to find something that we're good at, something we can hang our hat on. And if we can be great on short downs and distances, third downs and third and shorts, fourth and shorts, that's what's all about playing defense. And that's something that we were not very good at last year. We were great at defending the pass on third downs, but we were not very good at defending the run. So I think it'll be really crucial and important for us as we move through non-conference and get into PFL play. We've got more depth on defense. We don't have quite as much experience. But I think we really got some good players and got a chance to be pretty good.
Looking at Jovan Smith's day, you know, he had some good chunks of yards that he picked up, and you had a lot of guys carrying the ball in the backfield. Talk to me about your stable of running backs and what you think of them this year.
Well, we just, you know, the last couple of years, by the time, you know, week seven, week eight, we've been really beat up. So, you know, we signed three freshmen this year that we were really excited about. And along the way in the process, late in the process, you know, a couple guys in the summer we got on. Jovan was a young man, was our top running back prospect last year coming out of high school, out of Trinity High School. And he walked on at Louisville and just felt like, you know, he wasn't going to have an opportunity there. So he called us up and we made it work. And he's a pretty special player. I think he can be a really good player at this level. We've got another young man, Chris Nelson, is a transfer from Central Michigan. He was a late add. He was with Central Michigan this year prior to preseason camp, and then, you know, he came in and joined us, and hopefully get some action this week. And then we got our two returner guys. Let's not forget about them. Logan Holbrook, I think, is primed for a big year, and then senior Arian Beasley. You know, so we've got some guys back there. We also have Isaiah Aguero, who's a junior college transfer, and he scored a touchdown Saturday versus EKU, and he's really coming along. He was banged up a little bit during preseason camp. So we've got five guys that we really believe in, trust in, and it's great to have depth at that position.
You talked about injuries, and you talked about one of your running backs being a little banged up. How are you guys coming out of that EKU game? How are things on the injury front?
Pretty good, actually. We stayed healthy for the most part. We've got one player going through a concussion protocol. He'll probably be out this week. But that's not a real bad concussion. We're just kind of being smart with it and making sure he's coming back healthy. But other than that, you know, some bumps and bruises, and, you know, it's part of football. So pretty healthy, looking to get a lot of guys playing time this week in week two versus Mount St. Joe's.
The other thing that stuck out to me on the stat sheet is you could look there and see five sacks, but those aren't really all indicative of your offensive line play. It looked like there were a couple that maybe Lawson held onto the ball a little bit too long.
Yeah, and I've mentioned that, you know, in a few media outlets already, and with our players in our offensive meeting, you know, it's not always the O-line, you know. It's you know, we gave up five sacks. I think two were on the offensive line. And I told Lawson, you know, two were on him, you know, where he held it too long, or maybe eyes were in the wrong place and didn't read it out properly. And then one was on the running back, which we missed off the edge. So, you know, those are all things we've got to get fixed, got to improve on. They had a pretty good front. They had two DNs that are probably two of the better DNs we'll see all year long. And for the most part, as many times as we threw the football, I felt like we protected and matched up pretty well versus our front.
So just from an atmosphere perspective, what was it like for your guys to get the experience to go on the road against a FCS program and really get a chance to go toe-to-toe with some, you know, we talk about 85 scholarship athletes, and your guys really held their own for most of three quarters. Yeah. What did that do for them coming out of that?
Well, I made that comment, you know, 85, I want people to understand, you know, they've got 63 scholarships, but they can spread it through 85 players. So that's what I meant by that, obviously. So, but they've got probably that many players on some type of athletic aid. And traditionally, when you think about Eastern Kentucky, you know, you put them in the top 5 to 7 schools, football playing schools, all time, FCS, national championships, playoff appearances, OVC championships. So that's a good football team, and I think they've got a chance to have a good year. At the end of the day, you know, I felt like we squandered an opportunity to play a little better game. I felt like we could have played better at really important segments in that game. As I mentioned, we really had a chance to be up at halftime in that game if we would execute a little better. But that's you know, you got to go out and you got to play these games, and that's part of the game, right? You got to play consistent football, you got to be productive, and you got to make plays. And we cannot have, you know, give up big runs like we did, you know, defensively, and then offensively, we've got to be much, much better on third downs. And I think those are two really key areas to evaluate as we move forward.
Let's move ahead and talk about this week. You've got Mount St. Joseph coming in. What are you looking to build upon positively coming out of the EKU game? What are the things you feel like you did well that you're looking to build on?
Well, you know, the things that you mentioned, you know, obviously I felt like, you know, we had some big plays defensively, had some big short down stops. You know, I feel like offensively we spread the ball around. We got a lot of touches for a lot of players. But the thing that I want to see between week one and week two is the improvement and more consistency in the areas that we may have lacked. Okay, so third downs, offensively, we've got to be much better. You know, we've got to be 60%, between 52 and 60% conversions. And if we can do that, we're going to extend drives, we're going to keep our defense off the field, and we're going to score more points. So I think that's important. And then defensively, I want to see our run defense play a much improved game. You know, now we're playing a team that's going to sling it around the field, quarterback threw for 7 touchdowns last week, and we're anticipating them throwing the football. So we've got to be good in pass defense and make sure when they sneak some runs in there that, you know, that we're shutting the door at the line of scrimmage and making some plays.
On that note, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after this.
The Office of Career Services at Morehead State University works to bring employers and employees together. One event that does this is the Fall Career Fair. The Career Fair will be held on Tuesday, October 2nd from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the Laughlin Health Building Gym on MSU's campus. This is your opportunity to connect with employers looking to hire full-time and part-time employees and interns, plus gain information on graduate schools. It's open to the community. So if you have any questions, please contact MSU Office of Career Services for more information at 606-783-2233 or online at moreheadstate.edu/career.
We're back here on Open Mic on Morehead State Public Radio, filling in for Leanne Akers this week. I'm your host, Joe Lewis. We're talking with Morehead State head football coach Rob Tenure. Coach, thanks again for being here.
Yes, sir.
So it's your home opener this weekend. You had a tough road game. How are your guys feeling about the opportunity to come back and be at home and be in front of the friendly crowd for this week?
Well, hopefully excited. You know, first opportunity to play at home. You know, we've been practicing since August 1st and banging on one another and still preparing with one, against one another during the week. So, you know, I think the preparation is so overlooked today, and I really try to stress that with our players and our coaches. You know, it's not a game that you can just show up on Saturday afternoon and think you're going to go out and play well. You know, it's really important that you take advantage of the days. You really got 3 days to prep for your opponent each week. We practice on a Tuesday, a Wednesday, and a Thursday, have a little bit of a walkthrough on Friday. And so it's really important in our preparation, and we've got to be better in our preparation and transfer what we learn in the film room and our position meetings to the field, be very limited in the number of mistakes that we're making as we prepare. And really by Wednesday, you know, this end of the second day, you've got to have a really good idea of what you're going to see, what you're going to face. And then, of course, you know, just all the in-game adjustments are so important today because teams are going to make adjustments from week to week. They're going to correct some mistakes they made the week prior, and they're going to come out and they're going to do some things different. And so it's a little bit of a chess match, but I really think the preparation is an area that we're really focused on and getting better at this year, you know, as we go through preseason and get into PFL play.
So how have your practices been this week? You feel like you have a good game plan in place and ready to go?
I do. You know, sometimes when you're playing a lower level school, I get concerned as the head coach. You know, I want to make sure that we're not overlooking opponent. And the thing that I shared with our football team and our coaches this week is we're playing a good football team, a football team traditionally that knows how to win. And be honest with you, they had one of the top NCAA performances in week one. You know, offensively, they were outstanding, had over 600 yards offense, quarterback threw for 7 touchdowns. The second half of that game versus Capital, I mean, I think they might have gave up 1 touchdown or might have shut them out second half. And so they're a team that knows how to win and traditionally a really strong program. So, you know, we got to come out and we got to play a good football game, and we've got to make sure that we're playing at the level we're capable of playing.
Where do you think your team best matches up with Mount St. Joseph as far as units go?
Well, I think, you know, when you think about the three phases, you know, offensively and defensively, I feel like we've got a big advantage on the offense and defensive lines. You know, I think that we're bigger. Although, you know, they're undersized a little bit, they're going to be a little quicker. That's going to be a little different than playing against, a 6'3", 6'4", 285-pound tackle. You're going to have a 6-foot, 265 tackle. And so, you know, we've got to adapt a little bit to that. But I think, you know, I think we have a distinct advantage when it comes to that. And we should be able to do what we need to do. We should be able to handle the fronts. And, I'm looking forward to seeing us compete, you know, there.
So you mentioned third down being an issue last week. Is that something you've really worked on in practice this week?
We have, and we've done both days, Tuesday and Wednesday. We've worked those periods. We did third and long, third mediums. We did third and shorts yesterday. We'll also review some of that today. We'll have a third down period with emphasis in the red zone as well. So, you know, all you know, every week you gotta evaluate what you did well, what you need improvement in, and you got to focus on that a little bit as you prepare for that next opponent. Because guess what, they've got that game film as well. They've seen what you did well. They've seen what you maybe struggled with. And so, you know, it's funny because you know, we see some new blitzes, you know, every week. And if something works against us the week prior, there's a good chance that team's going to run that same blitz the next week, you know, versus us. So. You know, you've got to make corrections, and then you need to get into preparation for what you feel you're going to see versus your next opponent.
Moving away from X's and O's a little bit and just sort of talking about your time here as the head football coach, what kind of culture do you feel like you've been able to create in the locker room and on the field for these guys?
To be honest with you, Joe, I think this is the first year where we have the largest number of our team that really, really believes in what we're doing. And I feel that's part of that is the leadership that we have and the off season that we set up. You know, our focus this year was team unity and coming together and you know, loving one another, playing for one another, believing in one another. And I think those are really important in this game of football because, you know, there's no other sport like it. You've got 100 guys out there, And guess what? Only 11 get to play at a time. You know, so there's a lot that goes into this. You know, the leadership piece and your team motivation, you know, your players have to embrace their roles. And that's difficult sometimes. You know, we recruit. Our last two recruiting classes have been, I think, two of the best we've had here. And we probably have some guys physically and mentally that are ready to play this year. As we did last year, but they just got a few guys in front of them, may have to wait their turn. Now, the thing I'm excited about is this new redshirt rule where, you know, freshmen can play in up to 4 football games and still redshirt. So we're going to have the ability to play some of these young players this year, help them develop, get them some game experience, and hopefully we can play in some games to where we can get up on some folks and, you know, get a lead there in the second half and get some of these younger players in the game, because I think it's really important for retention and also their development.
So you guys, as a program, outside of your work on the field, you do a lot of work with causes. And one of the things I noticed this year is the on the 15th, you guys are doing the Lace Up for Pediatric Cancer program. Can you talk to me a little bit more about that?
Yeah, I was approached this off season about that program, and it's a pediatric cancer philanthropy piece, and I know that basketball, MSU basketball, took part in that last year, and I said, yeah, I think that's a, you know, it's a tremendous opportunity to embrace something to educate our players, to educate our fans, and I think it's something that's very important, and that's for the state of Kentucky, and you know, here we found out Austin Peay is going to take part in this as well, and I know one of their assistant coaches, his child is going through that right now, has that type of cancer, and he's dealing with that personally and with his family, and so, you know, I like to do things. I'm also involved in CODA, you know, Kentucky Organ Donors Association. We'll have a CODA game this year, and that has a little special place in my heart. My father was a organ donor recipient, and so that, you know, those are some things that we do, and we're trying to be involved in the community as much as possible. You know, another thing that we're doing this year is our players are going out Friday mornings to the four elementary schools during home games, and they're gonna welcome the students as they come into the schools on Friday mornings, hand out some flyers, hand out some tickets, you know, just invite people out to games. So I think it's very important. You know, our motto here, one town, one team, and it's a small community, and we've had tremendous support here. We've had great crowds. We've led the Pioneer Football League in attendance for probably 8 or 9 straight years, and we want to build upon that. You know, our tailgate's gotten to be a lot of fun. It's attracted a lot of people to our games, and I think it's important that we're very visible in our community and projects outside of football.
Your investment in Morehead State Athletics and this football team is really apparent in talking to you. What have you loved most about being the head coach of this team?
Well, I just think, you know, it's been something that you've got to work at. You know, I think that I continue to grow and improve on the things I have to do as a head coach. You know, whether it be administrative duties, whether it be recruiting, whether it be dealing with your student athletes, promoting and getting you know, marketing your program in any way that you can do it. I enjoyed all those things, you know, because they're all a little different. And any coach in America will tell you that in the last 10 years, this profession has changed tremendously. And it's very, very, very demanding. So a lot of time away from your family. And fortunately, my wife works at the university, so that's been helpful, you know, for our family to spend time together and be around the university. And as you mentioned, you know, this is my 6th year as the head coach. I've been on this campus for 18 years. I have a degree from this university. So there's a lot of things I'm proud of here at MSU.
And finally, what does a successful season for Morehead State football look like this year?
Well, we want to win, you know, and our players are talking about it. Our coaches are talking about it. And, you know, ultimately that's what you're measured on as a coach. And you can be doing all the things that I talked about, you know, as far as investing in the community and educating your players and helping them grow and become champions every day. But ultimately, you're measured on wins. And I want to win football games. Our players want to win football games. And so I want to be competitive within this conference. You know, our goal each year is get into week 7, week 8, and be in the mix for a championship. And I feel like since 15, went a little bit backwards, and you know, some things have changed administratively and on our campus. You know, just standards for recruiting students and the cost increase besides this year's freeze, and so we've had to battle through some things, and I think that we've done that. We've recruited some really outstanding student athletes into our program, and you know, at the end of the day, we want to win games.
Well, we'll be looking forward to seeing those wins this year. Good luck to you on your upcoming game against Mount St. Joseph this weekend.
Thank you.
That's all the time we have for Open Mic this week. Big thank you to Morehead State head football coach Rob Tenure for joining us. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next Friday.